The second hour, we're happy to welcome back to the studio and the show Joshua Moulton from Queen City Cinema Club in downtown Bangor. Joshua, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How'd we get you out of there on a busy day?
Yeah, we are closed Monday and Tuesday, and every once in a while I actually take one of those days off. So
yeah, but I say you're closed, but you're always planning. You got all kinds of things going.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You were telling me during the break here, a busy season behind you. Yep. Maybe a chance to take a little breath here, but December had to be wild. You had so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We've really been focusing on events lately, live music especially, but we're kind of branching out into doing a whole bunch of other things that we've got on the calendar for this month and going forward.
Well, karaoke's been a huge success for you, and that's still going strong. Yep. And then some of those live events. Can you talk a little bit about what's on track here in the month of January? I do see karaoke coming up on the 20th.
Yeah, on the 20th, Saturday, with On Track DJ Bros. And they always run a pretty sweet party for us every time they come in. But once a month, we do karaoke. We don't want to overdo it. But,
right.
Next Friday, January 12th, we have In Spirit coming back for their second time.
Nice.
And if anybody's not familiar with In Spirit, it's the original members of Vanna. Also, maybe people won't be, you know, but to us, it's a big deal. So, yeah. And then later in the month, I should probably pull up my calendar, actually. But every Wednesday, we're doing open mic for musicians.
That's awesome.
That's been really cool. It's like a little bit of an older crowd, but then we have like a bunch of young people come in. And so it's been a good mix. We've gotten probably 9 or 10 people signed up every time for the last 3 weeks that we've been doing it. So we're off to a good start. We had a guy play the piano upside down last week on an inversion table.
So like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He played a song and sang. And then I would just say even our open mics, you know, are a little bit off color, off the wall, you know. We kind of do things different down there, so.
Well, yeah, but I think you're reaching a market that has not really been served, and people that have been looking for something different than the standard fare.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some discourse this week online. I don't know if anybody saw it, but there was an article that was published about the lack of variety downtown.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and the screen cap on the article had our building in it, so I kind of took it personally. I was like, well, we're doing, you know, open mic on Wednesdays. We do trivia every Thursday. We also have an anime club that meets every Thursday at 6, trivia at 7. Every Friday for the next 3 months or so, except for when we have shows, we're going to be doing viewing parties for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, nice.
We have a host for that. So, and then we also, at the end of this month, have another performance, Plan 9 from Outer Space. It's called Jenda's Movie Madness. So basically, we have a host, kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000 type thing.
So I love that movie. Yeah. It's one of my favorites of all time.
Absolutely. And so we're starting off with that. But.
And you've restructured the building, the facility as well. And so it actually gives you a little more flexibility. People can still go and watch movies or watch TV shows or whatever they want to do. But you got a lot of different options that weren't there before.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did get rid of the arcade. That was a fun project for a couple of years. I kind of fulfilled a childhood dream with that. But I don't have the time or the knowledge to keep those things up and running. So we moved those along to owners that would be able to take care of them and, you know, provide it to the community in another space. But that allowed us to open up and start doing a lot more bands and live music events and stuff like that. So,
and as far as the great food goes, you've changed that up. It's kind of a choose your own adventure now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do still have like a chef's board that Tiffany puts together, has some specials on it for people that want to just point and shoot. But you can basically build your own anything. So subs, tacos, pizza, sliders.
What was the sub you posted the other day?
That was mine.
That looked amazing.
Yeah, that was my build your own. Like I just sausage and peppers and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, but there it is right there. Korean barbecued smoked sausage, bacon, mozzarella, pickled onion, jalapeno, garlic, and coleslaw.
Yep,
wow.
Yep, that was my lunch. It was fantastic.
Wow, that looks amazing.
So, you know, you can still get all the old standards that we had, like our Mexican street corn nachos, chili dogs, stuff like that. But we can also kind of branch out and give you something weird, which we get a lot of weird orders. So, you know, buffalo chicken pickle pizza and stuff like that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And keeping Tiffany busy.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. She is a workhorse and
too busy to come in and chat with us. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our goal in the next year, is to get her in here.
Yeah,
at some point.
Absolutely. So yeah, you know, you stay in that kitchen for 5 days. It's just the two of us. And, you know, we do a pretty brisk business. We're, you know, competing with much bigger establishments than ours. And she just knocks it out of the park every single night. And then when Monday comes, I let her stay home and watch her shows like The Crown or whatever, you know, royalty show she wants to watch, or Vikings, you know.
It's been an amazing story, though, because I know when you started, I remember talking about Alan Adams, who's coming in a few minutes, and saying, boy, I hope this works. It's such a novel idea, and I think it's exceeded expectations. But part of it is because you guys have kept changing it up. You're not doing the same thing you were when you started. You're offering some of those same things, but always looking for new ways to reach people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been innovation. We got to keep ourselves interested. We want to keep the public interested. We definitely listen to the people that we serve and see what they want. You know, we brought popcorn back after a couple of years of hearing people ask where the popcorn was. So yeah, we just try to keep it interesting, like I said, for ourselves and everybody else. And it's easy when it's just two of us to be able to kind of shift and, you know, fine tune things. But also it's kind of fun to, it's like a big art project, honestly. And, you know, we just hit 5 years this year. Yeah. So that exceeds my expectations. I mean, we started with no money, no anything, and just kind of built an art project out of a basement and welcomed everybody in. And everybody's been so supportive. We just can't thank our clientele enough.
Well, and you've got a great spot there. Location's a big part of it, but also, as you mentioned, talking to the regulars and seeing what they want and what they'd like you to do that you're not doing already. Sure. And I feel like anytime I'm in there, I feel this way, that there are people at Queen City Cinema Club that you don't see in other places.
Absolutely. That's really our lifeblood, is serving communities that maybe don't feel comfortable or, you know, aren't the most social people. There are spaces set up in a way in which you can go in there and you can kind of choose your own adventure as far as your entertainment goes, as well as the menu. So we rely on, like you said, a lot of people. You know, half the time when you walk in there, you're going to see very colorful characters. Yeah. So we'll put it that way.
But it's a welcoming environment. Absolutely. And people feel comfortable there. That's one of the reasons why you've done so well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's kind of our next big step, is kind of bringing in a wider audience, you know, people that might not necessarily go downtown all the time or haven't come to check us out for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine, you know, but we would like to branch out. And that's part of the reason we're here today, is just letting everybody know that, you know, there is a lot going on downtown. We're a big part of it. We have a lot of fun events, and we're really looking forward to seeing some new faces as well as the people that come in all the time.
Do you enjoy the challenge of booking acts to come in?
So I do have Ballistic Booking does most of my booking. I did not enjoy the challenge is why I have a booking company now. So,
good, well played.
But we work, you know, hand in hand. Those guys are great. They've just, I mean, it's beyond expectations for the level of bands that we're bringing to a 120, 140 cap space. Is just insane. And you know, like In Spirit, that's coming this Friday, they tried to book them for a show. I was out for a week, you know, and they refused to play anywhere else up here. So nice. You know, they came in last time and I heard them talking at the table when they got there, how are we gonna get out of here as soon as possible, let's play our set, whatever. They end up hanging out until 1 a.m. So
that's great.
You know, that those are the things when the bands come and, you know, they're like, we've toured all over the world and this is one of our favorite venues ever. It means so much to us, you know, because we're just a couple of kids from Bangor doing the best we can. So,
well, it's great. Yeah. If you haven't checked it out yet, get down to Queen City Cinema Club, right on Main Street in downtown Bangor. Check out the website, the Facebook page, and see what they've got going on. Lots of big events coming up here in January and throughout the winter. Joshua, great to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for stopping in. Yeah, say hi to Tiffany.
I will, absolutely.
Thanks. It's about 12 minutes after the hour. We'll talk movies. Alan Adams coming up in just a moment. Got to tell you about the weather. I promised I would. Brought to you by Black's Heat Pumps, the people to call.